Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, May the 15th, 2017, from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining the fastest half hour in racing. We are on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and Speedway Report. .com from the North Myrtle Beach ZRN Studios. Producer Jeff Gilder is down there. He's giving us four tires and fuel for our run to the checkered flag at the top of the hour. And joining us right away, we're going to jump right in on the studio hotline, is one of the judges for this year's media contest of the American Auto Racing Writers and Broadcasters Association, because the ceremony is being held next week at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and also a published author herself. We're going to hear all about all of that. Jen Guberman joins us. How are you tonight, Jen?
I'm great. How about you, Patrick?
We're doing great here. Let's bring our audience up to speed with a little bit about who you are. Student at Gardner-Webb University, and take us from there. What are you doing with your career, and what are you doing with your education?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm still working on some of the details career-wise. I'm graduating in December, like this coming December. I'm a public relations major, film and French minors, so as you can imagine, I'm kind of all over the place, still not sure what I want to do, finding out that I like graphic design too, so that kind of threw me for another loop just in figuring out what I want to do. But this summer, I'll actually be interning with the Four City Owls, which is a local baseball team, as their multimedia coordinator, and I will also be working with the Cleveland County Chamber of Commerce.
Sounds good. Good couple summer gigs. Now, are you going to be a sports expert by the end of the summer, as I teased you with before?
Well, if nothing else, at least maybe I'll understand a couple sports terms.
We'll get you caught up. We began your sports education, so to speak, several months ago. You are in the communications department at Gardner-Webb University, and your professor comes to you with this idea for this contest. Can you tell me a little bit about how that conversation went and what she said to you in your class?
Yeah, sure. Well, my professor and my advisor as well is Dr. Lisa Ludman. And I remember when she found out about the contest, when you first contacted her, she was super excited about it. And she came into class one morning and she was just all kinds of frazzled and excited. She's like, oh my gosh, guys, I have like this great opportunity for you. And she started just like, really, really quickly, like she does, talk about what all the contests entailed, and she had uploaded the contest rules on a program we use called iTunes U, which basically just shares documents with us. And so she had us all pull the document up and look at the contest rules and go over all this stuff, and she's like, how would you guys like to help judge it? And she starts talking about the Indy 500 and all those details, and it was kind of early in the morning, so we're all just kind of looking at her like she's nuts.
College kids.
But, I mean, we took on a bunch of different projects this semester, and that was definitely one of the ones we were most excited about, especially once we started to really dive into it.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bridge the gap here a little bit for those of our audience that are putting the pieces to the puzzle together. I am on the board of directors of Aruba, the secretary, and also chairman of our annual media contest. The award ceremony will take place May 27th, that is Saturday. We will be in the media center of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway the day before the Indy 500. Our president there, Dusty Brandel, asked me to chair the contest. And what we've always done in the past is we've contacted a journalism or communications department of a accredited university, and they've handled the judging contest. And so I certainly want to tip my hat on the air to your professor, Dr. Lisa Ludeman, who was fantastic in working with this, as well as you, Jen, and your entire class. You guys were great, absolutely great to work with on this, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Did any of you, like you in particular, we'll ask about you and maybe your class too, were you a little bit of fish out of water with a guy like me coming to you with a big auto racing project? Did any of you know a whole lot about the sport or, you know, just have any kind of racing exposure at all?
There were a couple students who did. I remember a couple students threw out some, I guess you can call them vocab words almost, that I was like, okay, I don't know what any of this is. I'm like, cars have engines. I'm like, that's about as far as my knowledge went. So I was definitely a little intimidated at first. I was like, well, I don't know how he expects us to judge this. I don't know anything about motorsports or anything like that. But it was really easy to catch us up to speed, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm. But well-placed. Well-placed and clever, as I'm not surprised with you. So, the reason for having a university like yourself do it is it's more about journalism, communication, writing, photography, mm-hmm. telling the story. So the subject matter really comes down to almost being irrelevant. I don't want to go quite that far, but if you don't know anything about racing, you're in an advanced class and your group was quite qualified. At the end of the project, what I'll ask you personally, don't speak for the class, but just you, Jen. Did you learn a lot about the sport of auto racing?
I did, actually. And one thing that really, actually two things that surprised me. I personally was put in the task of judging the books in the, like, just the novel category, I suppose you could call it. Because we had different journalistic things, like different articles, photographs, both magazine and newspaper articles, books, things like that. And I was specifically, along with Megan Dellinger, one of my classmates, we were put in charge of reading and judging the books. And one thing that I learned through the two of them, I mean, they were both so different. One of them was a kid's novel, more about kind of go-kart racing, and the other one was a murder mystery novel, which really caught me by surprise, because I really don't know what I was expecting when I was first told that I would be reading books about the subject. But I definitely didn't realize just how far you could take the whole motorsports subject into different creative outlets. I mean, yeah, I knew you could take pictures of it, I guess, but I didn't realize how much of an art form it is. I didn't realize how many different styles of magazine articles or newspaper articles or websites and even books that it could go and the types of passions that people had for it. And also the other thing I learned kind of along that note is with the books, how one of them was a kid's novel. I didn't even realize that kids could honestly get involved in the whole auto racing thing. it really caught me by surprise. I was like, wait a minute, like, kids can do this? I mean, obviously I didn't picture them driving, like, full-size cars and, you know, doing, like, this huge stuff necessarily. I mean, this book was about a very young boy, but I didn't realize that some people do start off at a very, very young age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Jeff Gordon actually started racing when he was around 6 or 7 years old. Young. Yeah, that's how he built his career. He was in his early 20s. He already had a lot of experience. That's why he became a star so young, was all the laps that he turned at such a young age. With the material that was brought to you, that I dropped off for you guys, we had articles, we had columns, newspaper stories, photographs, books, as you spoke of. How did the class come up with the system to judge the entries? I kind of just dropped it and ran. What was the work on your part to take all these motorsports and auto racing articles? I got this stack of stuff for you guys. I just drop it off and say, see you later. Call me when you're done. What did you do on your part? How did you guys judge the entries?
Well, basically, all of us students were the ones who actually did the judging, and Dr. Ludeman helped us in creating the judging criteria. So before we even touched any of the material, we all sat down and we're like, okay, so for example, for the photographs, like, what kinds of things are we going to look for? We're going to look for if they have leading lines, if they have a focal point, and how they're using the principles and elements of design. We need to make sure we're looking out for mergers, which for people who don't do photography, mergers are basically like if you take a picture of a guy standing in front of a light post and it looks like the pole's coming out of his head, that's considered a merger, and you need to look out for those. So things like that. With the books, just looking for the flow of the book, the syntax behind it, making sure everything's worded well and it's not too, I don't want to use the word sloppy, but basically to make sure that it's well written, that the plot and the characters are complex enough to have substance to them, but they're not too difficult to understand. Things like that. So once we sat down and we literally just, as a class, brainstormed and we had somebody typing this all up on a big projector, once we had that done, we wanted to make sure that this was a blind kind of judging, so none of us were to know who submitted what. They were just shown to us with the names blacked out or taken off of it completely, and Dr. Ludeman spent hours and hours and hours, no exaggeration. She spent so much time making sure that she got every reference of the authors or photographers and all that off of the actual documents, but to make sure that she knew which each one came from. Like, she had all this paperwork she kept track of, And then when it came time to it, she took, again, Megan and I were the ones to judge the books. That one was a volunteer basis one because that was a more time-consuming task than judging the photographs and the articles, things that were a little smaller than a full-size novel. And so for the other things, she literally had a box with a bunch of classmates' names, and she would pull those out, and she grouped people together, and it's like, okay, so-and-so and so-and-so, you're judging this kind of photo, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so once everybody was kind of delegated the different tasks and whatnot, we went straight into judging it. Nobody was allowed to talk to each other about opinions because we wanted to keep them as unbiased as possible. We wanted it mm-hmm. to be, you know, if Bob and Sally are both judging the pictures, we don't want Bob to say, oh, this picture is terrible, and then Sally's like, oh, well, I liked it, but maybe I need to rethink it.
Mm-hmm.
Things kind of like that. So it's just a lot of different things to keep in mind just to make sure that it is unbiased as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then we each were given these little strips of paper that we wrote down the score in each of the different categories, which again, as mentioned, they were different per category, obviously. I mean, books and articles and things all had different things we were looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were part of the book judging category in the Aruba contest, which leads mm-hmm. directly into you're a great choice for this because you are a published author yourself, which I found fascinating. Tell me about the books you have written.
Okay, so I've published two novels so far. I'm actually about to start book three this month. They're both part of what's going to be a trilogy. It's called the Eos Dawn Trilogy. The first book is appropriately titled Eos, spelled E-O-S. It's just the protagonist's first name. And then the second book is called Fortitude. The whole series, I've grown up loving dystopian books. If you think of Divergent and Hunger Games and all those kinds of books, I just grew up loving those and loving those kinds of movies as well. But one of the main kinds of concepts, I guess, that overlies a lot of those in the genre is the categorization of people. Whether you've got a group of brave people, a group of intelligent people, the really common categories like that, I've always had a fascination with that, but I didn't want to just follow in the footsteps of every other dystopian author. And so I had to really sit down and think, how can I make this my own? Like, how can I make it unique? So I ended up thinking, okay, well, what if you categorize people based on negative traits? And I was like, wait a minute, that just seems like a really, like, pessimistic book, like, oh, here's a group for the dumb people, things like that. And I was like, that's just kind of terrible. Plus, it just seemed like it was just completely spinning off of these other ones. It still didn't seem creative to me. So I worked on it more and more, and eventually I was like, okay, well, what if you're only categorized if you do something wrong? And then I developed the idea throughout my entire series called the Exile Town System, which is basically the whole concept of the book. It takes place in this post-war society where multiple little cities rebuilt themselves, and it's this whole government through those few cities. But if something happens, like if somebody steals or somebody commits murder, any kind of crime like that, they don't have the population to maintain the standard prison systems anymore. So instead, they revert back to exiling people out of the cities. But instead of just booting them out and saying, hey, don't come back, they send them off to these little towns based on the crime and pretty much just, like, toss them in there. They send rations every now and then, and that's about it. So the main character, her name's Eos. She's caught stealing and is exiled off to a town specifically for thieves.
Mm-hmm. And where can we pick up the books? Those in our audience are dystopian fans, which you've made one out of me, I'll admit. So, yeah, where can we get the books?
Well, I've actually recently been developing a website. It's still in the works, so there's some kinks to work out with it, but it does have a page for where you can purchase the book. It's called eosdawnseries.com, Eos spelled E-O-S, and then dawn as in dusk to dawn kind of thing, and then series.com.
Okay. So Eos is available, Fortitude is available, and book three, that's still rolling around your head?
Definitely, yeah. I'm still working on the plans, but the writing should start this month, and then hopefully it'll be published by April.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for your time tonight. I appreciate you taking a few moments out of your schedule. I know you're busy, you know, wrapping up the school year, getting ready for summer as well. I appreciate your work on the Aruba contest, and I wish you the best of luck with Eos Fortitude and book three that I'm sure you're going to sit down and write very soon. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for everything.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thank you, Jen. Have a great evening. That is Jen Guberman, everyone. She helped us out with the annual American Auto Racing Writers and Broadcasters Association contest. Awards ceremony coming up May 27th at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Yes, I believe I am emceeing that one. Eos and Fortitude, eosdawn.com. She's a pretty good writer. She just turned 21, too, so not too bad for a young college student. Okay, let's jump from the Aruba contest and the dystopian world. Natural segue. What do we talk about? The victory lane lap from this past week. We'll tell you who won what. All the checkered flags that flew over Mother's Day weekend. Used to be taboo to race. Let's put up some lights and run Saturday night. I'm down with that. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series was in Kansas on Saturday night. Martin Truex Jr. took the checkered flag there. The trucks were there Friday night. Kyle Busch was your winner after Ben Rhodes had a late race engine problem. NASCAR's Whelen Modified Tour was down here in the South in Langley, Virginia, and the natural Timmy Salamito got the win. A little bump and run from Doug Kobe. I'll say it out yet. Kobe wasn't happy, but not necessarily a dirty move either. NASCAR's K&N Pro Series West was out in Spokane, Washington. Todd Gilliland, sixth straight pole. He leads flag to flag for the win. Saturday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, they ran the Grand Prix on the road course. The fastest car sometimes does win. We talked about Ricky Stenhouse last week. Give it to Will Power this week. The pole led most of the way, takes the checkered flag. In Spain, early Sunday morning, Lewis Hamilton won the Grand Prix, the Formula One Grand Prix there. Yes, Fernando Alonso is on a plane. He landed in Indy. He practiced today. World of Outlaw late models were rained out Friday night in Wheel, Tennessee. They ran that race last night. Mike Marlar was your winner. And on Saturday night in Maryville, Tennessee, Brandon Overton took the checkered flags there. One of the best doubleheaders they have all season long, I believe anyway, is this spring weekend at Eldora Speedway in Rossburg, Ohio. They combined the World of Outlaw sprints with the USAC sprints. Double features both nights, Friday and Saturday. World of Outlaws on Friday night was won by Logan Schuchart, and Saturday night, of course, Donnie Schatz wins the A-Main. On Friday night, the USAC Sprint Cars were won by Justin Grant. Great story on Saturday, Robert Ballew. He came back from a back injury 8 months ago, was not cleared to race until this week. Yes, he wins on Saturday night. So far, a big, big comeback for him. Grandview Speedway in Pennsylvania was unfortunately rained out once again, and I was at the Bowman Gray Stadium on Saturday night in Winston-Salem, NASCAR Modified's Twin 25s. Tim Brown and Jonathan Brown split the wins. Yes, no relation there. John Boy and Timmy. Jack Hastings of DC Electronics was the winner of our giveaway to the NASCAR All-Star Race tickets. He is got two tickets under his belt. He's off to the Charlotte Motor Speedway this Saturday night for the All-Star Race, courtesy of Speedway Report. I was hoping to get a better update on Eric Almirola after his bad crash in Kansas on Saturday night. Last thing we have is probably everything you've heard. He's got a compression fracture of the T5 vertebra. The T5 is about midway point in the back, and I heard Dr. Jerry Punch describe this as the best I've heard. What's a compression fracture as opposed to another type of fracture? A compression fracture, he describes it as if you put a marshmallow between your two fingers and push your fingers together. What would the marshmallow look like? Well, that's what the vertebra looks like. So a lot of time and some rehab ahead for Eric Almirola. The future of him, I don't have any new information today. I was hoping to have some by airtime tonight. Indy 500, first day on the oval for practice for the entire field today. Quickest lap, Marco Andretti, 226.338. Honda's 8 out of the fastest 10 speeds, only 2 Chevrolets in the top 10. Alonso finished the day 19th out of the 32 cars that practiced. A fourth stage has been added to the Coca-Cola 600. Shoot me now with these stages. Oh my goodness. Yes, Coke 600 at Charlotte. We will now have 4 100-lap segments to the Coke 600. I don't have time to get into it tonight. Oh, gosh. We'll talk about this. I'll laugh more about NASCAR in the future. Some dates coming up I want to throw at you guys real quick. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina this weekend, the Salt Air Jam to benefit funding for cystic fibrosis. Fight cystic fibrosis. If you're near Myrtle Beach, make the trip this weekend. Go see the Salt Air Jam. I talked about our Aruba Awards coming up May 27th at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And Monday nights on Racers Reunion, I believe we're taking a little bit of a spring break here with the upcoming schedule. We will be off May 22nd. We will be off May 29th for Memorial Day. And I believe our next broadcast will be Monday, June the 5th. We will keep you up to date on social media as to where we are, what we're doing, and what is happening. In between our broadcasts, keep up on the world of racing with our website, SpeedwayReport.com. The Speedway Report TV replays are now posted on the site. Just head to the top ribbon, click the TV button, and you can watch tonight's show as well as archived programs. Columns there for Steve Zonger, Paul Bloffus, and myself. I am off to Indianapolis next week. Head up SpeedwayReport.com. I'll keep you updated for the Big 500 weekend. Big thanks to Jen Guberman on behalf of Speedway Report and Aruba for her help, as well as Gardner Webb University's help with the annual media contest for Indianapolis. Head to EOSDawn.com for your copy of EOS and Fortitude. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for your outstanding production work tonight. Thank you, everybody. And I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. And a special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Now, don't go anywhere, because BP, JB, and, of course, BS are coming right up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rocking with Draglist.com. Please like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and follow me on Twitter at Speedway Pat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back Monday, June the 5th, with news from NASCAR at Dover, IndyCars in Detroit, NHRA in New Hampshire, and short track racing. I am off to Indianapolis. Thank you all for joining us on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. Good night, everybody.